When you see with clarity, you no longer deluded by what happened, understand not? Because that is due to your own wrong view, the way you perceive things, the way you see things. If you still want things your way, you cannot accept them for what they are, or the world for what they are, then this negativity or mind state will stir and create unhappy feeling, suffering, problem to you. So there is no such thing as a problem to me, to people who have the Dhamma. The thing is just the way it is, like the Buddha mentioned. It cannot be otherwise. So if I accept it and do not perceive it with negativity, then it's not a problem. So how should I perceive it? I should perceive it with the first noble truth, understanding. These are realities of life and existence. Everybody also subject to it. That's why it is a reality. So you accept, you are at peace, no more problem. Then you act. Doesn't mean you don't act. Understand? Don't quote me, say let things be, but you say let things be. But I never say after that don't act. No. Let things be means don't react. Understand? Don't perceive in negativity. So I accept based on understanding, right view. That's why what Adeline shared is very good. We can learn from it also. And it can help you solve your problem. So based on this right view, if I accept, then I act. With clarity of mind, I can see what happened. Let's say, all the first noble to reality can be old age, sickness, or death. Okay? Can be separation, financial problem, health problem, or relationship failure, or whatever. As long as you accept that reality and do not perceive that situation with negativity, then there is no fear, there is no worry, no anxiety, no anger, no hatred, no blaming. All this wrong action, stop. Then you ask yourself, how can I act to resolve all this amicably? Just like car accident, happened already, resolve it. Don't go and argue over it. Don't go and say, why are you so stupid? You got no eye, ah? You cannot see my car. If you say like that, you'll get into trouble, I tell you. Happened already means happened already. You need to apologize, just apologize. Okay? I'm really sorry. If I've caused you any negativity or unhappiness or wrong way of treating you, I ask for forgiveness. Then he will also tone down, understand? Then resolve it means tell him, okay, don't worry. Whatever happened, I got my insurance claim. Finish. Understand not? Or apply Noble Eightfold Path. Right speech. As I don't say all those negative speech. Approach it with understanding. Yeah? Everybody is the same. They don't want to be hurt. They don't want to be antagonized. They don't want to be like fell off and all those things. So this is how the Noble Eightfold Path come in. With right view to accept the reality, then arise the right thought, right speech, right action to resolve whatever misunderstanding or situation amicably so that nobody gets hurt. Then we go our way so that there is a solution. Then we can move on in life. Then we don't hold on to problem. Understand? When you hold on to problem, what happens? You worry about it, isn't it? Worry about it means tormenting you. Like, this is your problem, okay? Yeah? Let's say this one is your problem. Red hot. Very, very burning. If you hold on to it, what happens? It will torment you, isn't it? It will cause a lot of suffering and misery to you, isn't it? This is where physically you feel. But mental suffering is not like this. You don't feel it burning you because it's not a fire. But mentally you suffer. And that mental suffering is very severe, worse than this physical. So when you cannot see that it's tormenting you, then you hold. But like the Buddha said, the obvious thing to do is what? When you hold, it's hot, you put it down, isn't it? So whatever situation arise, you may think that there is a problem, but you don't perceive a negativity, means you don't hold on to this, you put it down. Then you accept the reality, you have a clarity of mind, you observe, what happened? How can I resolve this amicably? That is applying the Dhamma way, the Noble Eightfold Path, to resolve it. Understand not? So if you do not perceive negativity, then there is no blaming, no sorrow, no lamentation, no fear, no anxiety, nothing. Everything is just the way it is, like the Buddha said. Conditioned like that, things will be like, accept. Then from there, have a clarity of mind, reflect what actually happened, and how can I resolve it amicably. Apply Noble Eightfold Path, and the whole thing become beautiful. Then like my daughter, he always perceive wholesomeness. When you perceive wholesomeness and contentment, she got no problem. Understand? But initially, she got herself entangled first. Then after that, she reflect and try to perceive it wholesomeness. That's how she learned to embrace everything. But this is life, understand? Like the Buddha said, we are all born of karma, heir to our karma. Definitely something to do with that. You have not caused people, I will not be the victim. And all this come because it follows this law. So if I embrace and he perceives his wholesomeness, like she always come up with the understanding that, oh, if I have not encountered it, I would not have possible for me to have all these things. Then the life become what she has developed as understanding to embrace. Through appreciation, through contentment, then she become very happy. No more like last time. Why they make monkey face? Why they do this to me? Why the world is like that? Why people are like that? All this is your own views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, and perception of the world. And you create misery out of your own mental delusion. That's how the illusionary world has power over living beings, causing them suffering. And her way to understanding Dhamma is like that. That's why she finally managed to develop the understanding.
Because just now when this was held up and say this is our problem, I thought this was a very good example. So I will just draw a fictitious glass first. So metaphorically, this is our problem when we look at suffering being grasping onto the fire gates of form, especially the second aspect, which is the thought. So this is actually, I would say this is a wrong thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So for example, if it was a car accident, if it was an injury, a bee sting, a scrape on the near hole in the calf, we have people with these situations now. That's why I have very specific examples. All these things, the wrong thought here is not the situation, but the non-acceptance, which is this should not have happened.
The word is non-acceptance.
This should not have happened. It is better if it had not happened. This is the wrong thought that when we hold and we believe this wrong thought, this is dukkha, the crux of dukkha, everything we do. This is the very subtle starting point that makes all our subsequent decision, speech and action to have negativity.
Negativity.
When I start to tell my dad about embracing and loving myself, it is an attempt to not believe this thought and really accept by totally thinking this is better to have happened.
Sadhu.
The direct opposite thought. The wrong thought and the right thought. And when I think about this, right, most of the time it boils down to whatever it is, I have to pay back my karma. If it was a misfortune that I look at it at the beginning with negativity, then pay back my karma. After that is an opportunity to pay back now,
to learn,
rather than for it to fester and become a bigger problem later, to pay back even more. So I really end up looking at it with positivity and becomes an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, at least the suffering was that brief moment before I let down the cup. Then I really let go and no more cup. I hope this example helps.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. It's very good because you must look at this. This example is very good. Should not means what? Huh? Not a reality, right? True or not? Because you want it your way. So should not is not a reality. So forget about it. If it's not a reality, means you are projecting your thought and trying to create something based on what you want. Understand? Wanting your way, which is not nature's way, wanting things your way, which is not nature's way, will bring about suffering. This is the first noble true reality. Not able to get what one desire or want. Okay? Then the other word that Sui bring about is very good. When you perceive in negativity, means non-acceptance. Understand or not? Means you are not able to accept what happened. So this non-acceptance is the cause of problem. That's why you, when you perceive a situation with negativity, means you cannot accept what happened. You cannot accept what is. So non-acceptance of what is the cause of suffering. What is the reality. So this one is not a reality. So your wrong thought can trigger off suffering. Then when you hold on to this belief, this will torment you more and more. More and more wrong thought will come about. You let Sui explain.
It's just one little add-on. Because in that example, I was talking to Sister Yun Chan about her bee sting. And then this did not come out very clearly in our conversation. But she was saying, it's because I wore the crop fingers glove. If I had worn the full fingers glove, I cannot bite my knuckle here. So you see, it's because of the non-acceptance. This shouldn't have happened. That's why the subsequent thoughts will say, I should have worn. It's because I didn't do this. So all the other thoughts were all negative. Then she was worrying about it. Although she said, it's okay, I'll get over it. I'm not worried. But actually, there's a subtle dukkha inside that is festering. And that is all the mental blue-blacks, the bruising, that will accumulate and really become. Well, the drastic thing is when you put on decades and decades of all these blue-blacks, it becomes traumatic, depression, and so on and so forth. And when you have nothing to do, like when I COVID that time, I sit at home, no job, everything, right? Only the blue-blacks come out, the brain go and think of all these things. So I realize how this can really be a big thing when I'm idle, with nothing to busy myself with. These are the things I have been accumulating in my brain. Yeah, not healthy.
Very good, sadhu, sadhu.